Hey nerds, we understand you. Drop those controllers, lose the wizard hat, and ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, oh searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Kent Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
Before the side story and after the reboot, it's Geek Cave Podcast Comics. I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
And I'm Chad.
You know, Clark Kent compresses his spine while in disguise to appear shorter than Superman. So it's not that I have bad posture, it's that I'm protecting my secret identity.
That's
welcome
fair.
To comics.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
I want to thank our sponsor, Shirtosaurus, digging up clothing from your past so you can look rad today. With great t-shirt, sweater, and hoodie designs on everything geek chic, whether you're a fan of old school gaming, anime, 80s cartoons, or you're just weird, like us, find something for you at Shirtosaurus.com. And Gamefly, with membership options for every budget, plus gifts for gamers of all ages. Gamefly has thousands of titles that you can keep as long as you want, and when you're done, just send it back in a postage paid envelope for a new one. Or keep it forever and pay a lot less than in-store prices. Sign up for your free 30-day trial right now at the link at geekcavepodcast.com. Gentlemen, how are we doing this fine, fine cold day?
Yeah, well, you know, it is mid to late February, circa 2024, as we record this.
Somebody's going to be like, that's it. That's the day. That's when everything turned.
Oh, no. That was in March of 2020 when we had our guys weekend.
That was our fault, guys. Sorry about that.
It was just too damned awesome.
There was too many of us playing Dungeons and Dragons all at once.
For an extended amount of time.
Oh, yeah.
Created my favorite character ever, which has since become a crossover character. But, yeah, that's our bad.
Yeah. We're trying hard to rectify it, but it's... You know, slow going.
We've never been able to reproduce the results is the problem.
You know, I've found it's easier to mess things up than it is to clean them up.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So, anybody read anything lately?
Well, sit. Look into the campfire as I regale you.
Be gentle. Be gentle. Be gentle. Be gentle.
It's Darren's first time.
Motherfucker, I told you be gentle.
Behold the will of my father, Tusepa Damakasha, the Blood Axe.
What'd you call me?
To whom all must submit. Hear now his words. Go into the wildlands of the Taruntusa.
Bless you.
So you will remember that you are Shasu.
Again, bless you.
So if any of that made a lick of sense to you... Then you're familiar with Zack Snyder's Rebel Moon. That's his attempt to have his own Star Wars, except darker and with more ridiculous concepts, pretending to be deep with plenty of made-up words that somehow make even less sense than midichlorians.
It also has it's specially bound, so you can only turn the pages in slow motion.
Yeah.
No.
But Darren, you say, Rebel Moon is a movie series, to which I say to you, nay, nay, good listener. It's also a comic. So sit back, relax, and get just as freaking confused as I was while we take a look at Rebel Moon, House of the Blood Axe, issue number one. By the way, this is Darren's first time, by the way. So that weird first couple sentences for this review, yeah, that's how the comic begins.
Oh, my.
That's it. Deserts. So it's like not Tatooine. It's a desert planet. Just I don't remember. I just call it not Tatooine or not Tatooine, if you will.
It's legally distinct.
It's diet.
Ooh,
Tatooine.
That sounds like a good running gag.
Well, anyway, it starts on Zero Sugar Tatooine, where we see a man in the desert.
It's the tab of Tatooine.
It's Tab-tooine.
Tab-tooine, yes.
Where we see a man in the desert hunting some large beast called a Kroger. No, sorry, Kroger.
Kroger.
Kroger would be more fun. Which looks like a big...
We got deals.
It's your turn for the Kroger run. But yeah, it looks like a big blue triceratops. See, kids, for those of you without a Kroger in your area, such as Southeast Iowa, it's a grocery store. It looks like a big blue triceratops that went a little extra when it comes to the protruding horns bit. But before he can complete the hunt, the beast was felled by someone else, a warrior who masterfully brings the giant beast down single-handedly. This warrior wound up becoming the hunter's wife off-panel, which sure was a surprise to me, because the art, which for the rest of the book was okay, had me misgendering this person three pages, for three solid pages. I was sure this person was not what this person ended up being. That's a fault of the art. Either that, or that is not a very attractive woman, but I digress. She died off-panel also. So between pages 3 and 4, she died.
Huh.
So, also, this hunting scenario, it was a flashback. Also, the hunter and the huntress ended up being this planet's rulers. You didn't really need that context put on the page, though. Clearly not.
And all of this happened off-panel.
It's a Snyder book. Yeah, so the storytelling does jump around a bit, but she was instrumental in bringing their two people together. Now she's dead. The hunter, now known as Lord Shasu, is threatened during the funeral by a political rival. Straight up like, hey, sorry for your loss. By the way, we're fucking going to kill you. His kids, Devra and Darian.
You really got to make sure that sentence keeps going.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we're...
But his kids, Devra and Darian, are both adults now as well. They seem to be split on how best to help him run the country. Darian seems more compassionate. Devra's a bitch. So this is probably the point where you're asking, look, if this is Snyder's version of Star Wars, where's, I don't know, the space opera, the sci-fi action, the anything interesting? And why are we focusing so much on this planet's politics? Well, my friend, have you ever seen Star Wars Episode One, The Phantom Menace?
Well, yeah.
You remember how scintillating all that talk of trade blockades was?
I mean, I was entertained, but I was also young.
Well, that's where we are now.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Anywho, we learn that the planet has...
got another page.
I do have another page. We learn that the planet has lost communication with the larger space kingdom that's been running the show, and communication's been down for a long time. How do we know this? Because they say it every other page. Now, it finally does come back online just in time for King Lord whatever Shasu and his kids to learn that the entire space royal family, they have a more proper name, but I honestly didn't give a shit enough to memorize it, has been assassinated off panel, of course. And the authorities are taking over Shasu's planet because they think the killer or killers have ties to it. And the issue just kind of ends abruptly and disappointingly, like many people's first times tend to do. The art is good, except for the one character design I mentioned earlier. Otherwise, there's nothing compelling about the story or the world building. If this was meant to get me to want to watch Rebel Moon, which I was already ambivalent about, mission failed, kid. Next time, use the targeting computer. That's what it's there for. In text messaging terms, this one gets the bored face emoji. Swipe left on this sci-fi wannabe.
The Whole Foods push their cart in a single line so you can't tell how many customers they actually have.
That's it for me.
Chad.
So, yeah, I've been reading.
Good.
We've been on a bit of a DC kick, you know.
Yeah.
Last year was Batman, and this year I've been reading some Aquaman, and I got kind of a stupid question.
Oh, there are no stupid questions.
And now it's time for Chad Savage's stupid question.
So, Aquaman doesn't talk to sea critters. He directs them. He just kind of imposes his will on them.
Depends on the version, but yes.
So what's the limit? Like, where's the line? Can he direct hippos? Or what about something like beavers and otters?
I mean, they are aquatic. He's got
there,
a point.
There's a land to water ratio. fresh versus salt. hair.
Yeah.
yeah.
How webbed are their toes?
Yeah. Webbing is
crucial. Well, I mean, he rides a whale, so.
Yeah, and they are mammals, but they're in. I mean, wood, I think, is involved. I'll get back to you.
Okay, thank you.
Now, dig up.
Anyway, has anybody read or done anything else involving comic books and or books in general? Dead trees bound together.
I've been waiting for Marvel to send me issue number 2 of Ultimate Spider-Man. It was supposed to be here last week. Haven't received it yet. So, but I mean, thanks to Reddit not giving a crap about spoilers, I've seen enough of it.
Well, yeah.
It's still good.
Did they kill Ben?
Not yet. It's still good. It's still good.
I know we don't talk about news much, but I am very curious for... I'm waiting for April to roll around when we get the DC Marvel crossover.
Yes.
Volumes.
Yeah, we can talk about, because they're doing both the Amalgam Age as well as some of those standalones, like yes. Superman meets Spider-Man, Batman versus Daredevil. And
yeah.
Two thoughts. One, JLA Avengers is not in it.
Yeah, that did kind of piss me off.
Which, I'm sorry. Why? Why? You can make a separate omnibus of just that. Funnel the money towards the Perez estate.
Yeah.
That would be fine. Or here's a thought. Don't limit it to just so many sales and do it that way anyway. Yeah. So that's number one.
It's like they were trying. It's like, hey, we're going to do this thing as a sign of, you know, whatever. Oh, yeah. No, we're just not going to do it again.
Yeah. It's basically look at how nice we are kind of thing.
Yeah.
And two, so August 6th, that's when these come out.
No, August. That's right.
August 6th.
Yeah.
And I found the price.
Yeah.
About 140 each, and there's two of them.
Yeah.
Now, I do have some friends who are listening. Lunar Distribution, otherwise known as InStockTrades.com. You can save some money if you order through them. That's all I'll say.
Hi, guys.
Yeah. What up, IST?
Expect my email.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that just because I've never... I have the collected edition of DC versus Marvel.
Yeah.
But I never got to read any of the Amalgam stuff.
It's wild to me that this is happening.
I know. Yes.
Because after Disney bought Marvel, I figured, okay, never. They're never cooperating with Warner Brothers on something like this.
No.
So either one of them is in worse financial situation than we thought.
Warner Brothers!
I don't know. Disney had pretty big flops, especially with Wish. It did not do well at the box office, and... You know, they're probably, I mean, I imagine both are hurting a little bit.
Both are probably hurting a little
bit. Warner Brothers has been making some really weird decisions. But I'll probably pick up the one with just the standalones, like the first time Superman met Spider-Man.
Yeah,
stuff like that,
because the price point is a little much. And so it's.
The 90s were weird.
The 90s were weird. I want both, but yeah. It's going to be a matter of which can I afford this
41% off at InStockTrades.com.
Do what?
41% off at InStockTrades.com.
Oh, 41% off. Okay, yeah. They are not a paid advertiser.
No, they're not, but I still have friends that work there. So.
But what I'm saying in InStockTrades.com is we don't even have to be a paid partnership. You could just... By the way, here's some stuff that fell off the back of the truck.
Hey, Barbie. Anyway, that's all.
Oh, sorry, folks.
That's how much of a resounding point we needed to make there.
I dropped my phone.
I saw Tom Taylor's about to leave Nightwing.
Oh, yeah.
I've really enjoyed this run on Nightwing that's been uber... Has it been high stakes? No, but sometimes you need just like a lighthearted book. And I think that works for Dick Grayson and his supporting cast. But I'm a little worried because they say that the last arc with Taylor in charge is going to, we've seen how high Nightwing can go. And now we're going to see how low. And like, okay, guys, last time we did that, it was Rick Grayson. It was a bad idea.
Yeah, we've already done that. Let's find middle ground.
But some preview art. Is like an older Nightwing with the adult version of the puppy that he's been raising. Haley, otherwise known as Bitewing.
Bitewing, yeah.
And they said that, and I quote, this is going to make some people sad.
Are they going to go John Wick on this?
I swear to God. Tom Taylor, look at me. Look at the device that is playing this podcast right now. I'm the captain now. Look at me. If you kill that dog, you are not safe.
No. It is a comic book. It is a fictional world. Animals can live forever. Do not touch the puppy.
No touchy.
No.
So that's coming down the pipe. That'll be in like March or April.
Compose.
Sibilance.
Center. In with the good, out with the anger.
Bring in the love, push out the jive.
Oh my. I really like dogs, fictional or otherwise.
Carry on, my wayward son.
There'll be peace when you are done.
Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. See, I had to finish it.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so.
That one's for the Supernatural fans.
That's for the Kansas fans. What are you talking about?
It's a crossover. They're both.
We're good. I'm sailing.
We're still good. We need to set an open course.
No. We are not going down a Styx road, okay? I am not vocally prepared to hit some of those high notes. We are not doing that. Kent!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Prepare yourself for Justin's long box. Yeah, baby. Extra long.
So anyway, let's rein it in a little bit with this month's long box.
All right.
Normally, I do something very weird and outlandish for the long box.
Yep.
Thought I'd kind of tone it down a little bit. So I'm going to give you kind of the brief synopsis of this, and then we're going to kind of go into it from there. On the planet Arnold, a junior CPA was messing around with the planet's main computer and discovered the planet would blow up in about 8 hours. Rushing to the hobby store, he picked up a model rocket ship, placed his son in the rocket ship, and sent it off before the planet exploded. Except it didn't.
I know exactly what this is.
20 years later, the rocket crashes on Lavram, a planet where everybody has superpowers, except our main character.
Yep.
He's completely normal. Thus, Normal Man was born.
Point of order, this was going to be my... first time for next month.
Too late.
Yeah, I know. Great.
Find something else.
I know. Go ahead.
Yes, Normal Man, possessing no abilities whatsoever.
So he dies in issue one, right?
Wears kind of a green plaid suit, short blonde buzz cut, glasses. How we knew he needed glasses from the 20 years in space, we'll never know. I think he had them when he went in, and the suit just grew with him.
Okay.
Because reasons. Anyway, he goes on in this world full of superheroes to meet Captain Everything, who can create a new power depending on the plot that is happening.
I understood that reference.
Yes. Captain Everything sets Normal Man up with an apartment. Unfortunately, his arrival is also noted by the ultra-conservative.
Okay.
He believes Normal Man to be a deviant and must be stopped. With the help of the Fanatical Four, Mr. Fanatical, the Helpless Woman, the Humane Touch, and the Lunk...
The Humane Touch.
They plan on giving Normal Man powers so he fits in. Normal Man escapes, and the ultra-conservative is injected with the power serum, changing him into... I always get this wrong.
Do it. Do it.
The Liberalator.
Okay.
Gone from ultra-conservative to liberal.
I get it. Mm.
Normal Man escapes with the help of Sergeant Fluffy, agent of Schmuck. Don't worry, it doesn't stand for anything. They said so in the notes. Fluffy and Captain Everything fight off the Fanatical Four as Norman slips out of a secret passage. Here he meets a sophisticated woman. She helps him get to a transport to help him get home. but not before admitting her feelings for him. They just met. Normal Man steps into the teleportation device and ends up in the world of the Smelfs. And then it gets weird.
No.
Cobra la 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 la
yeah.
la 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 la.
That is just a very short synopsis of the first 7 issues of an 18-issue run. There's a lot I skipped over.
So, Levram, I assume, is Marvel backwards, right? Like the planet Levram. That sounds like Marvel.
M-A-R-V. Yes.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Yes, the planet Levram.
Okay.
Yes.
This has got to be an Image book.
I mean, the series goes on where Captain Everything uses his powers to, you know, teleport himself to the alternate dimension where Normal Man is and then teleports himself home because, you know.
He can do everything.
MacGuffin, yeah. He can do anything. He and Sophisticated Woman get married. Normal Man becomes president or runs for president. Sergeant Fluffy ends up dead and this goes on this detective rant only to find out that he faked his death and then gets killed again. So who killed him this time? And it's just, it goes on and it is the weirdest thing ever. Not to mention there's this running gag for about 16 of the 18 issues where in the future, the, what is the DC superhero group from the future?
Are you the Legion?
The Legion, yeah. The Legion of Superheroes. A running gag where they're going to go back in time and help Normal Man, but they can't do anything until they complete their roll call. And they have easily thousands of members.
That's good. That's a good joke.
And so just sporadically, you see their leader, you know, they're in a different part of the alphabet.
I like that. That's a good joke.
They get to Y and he loses his place. And he kind of cracks a little bit and says he has to start over, to which the rest of those thousands of heroes blast him. And then we don't see them again.
Okay.
Like I said, it only runs for about 16 of the 18 issues.
Man, no staying power on these jokes.
No staying power. I'm not going to lie. The art on this one, the style of the... I got the omnibus from Image Comics.
Mm-hmm.
It is very... There's a lot going on every single page. They tried to cram in as much crap as possible. And it is very hard to focus and keep going. I bought this a month ago. And I could really only muster up the energy to summarize the first 7 issues.
You know, though, I'm thankful that you did, because now I don't have to read it.
Oh, you still should read the first issue.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's...
I'll do it for pleasure instead of for business.
There you go. Okay. For pleasure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So there is everything you never wanted to know about Normal Man. I guess it's Normal Man, not Normal Man. Like it's a last name or something. But, you know, yes. I digress.
Jim Normal Man.
Jim Normal Man.
Lives on White Bread Lane.
And his neighbor, Peter Spiderman.
Spooderman.
Spooderman.
Yeah. Peter with a Y.
Peter with a Y.
You don't know where it is, though.
Oh, I want to thank our sponsors, Shirtosaurus and Gamefly. Be sure to check out our other shows. You want me to watch what? The Week 3 podcast, The Sporadic TLDR, and on YouTube, Geek Cave Plays and Retromantics. Always a good time. Look us up on social media, including Discord. Links to all of them can be found at geekcavepodcast.com. Say hi when you get there. Also, tell your friends about us. We're on all your favorite podcast services. So now, here is your out-of-context comic panel. We see Spider-Man. He is wearing... It's basically Peter Parker with just the Spider-Man mask on and the web shooters visible.
Yeah.
And he's chewing out the X-Men. God, you know why people hate you? It's not because you're mutants. It's because you're all a bunch of
You.
Seriously, they.
Oh, yeah. No, I've read that issue.
For Kent, Darren, and Chad, I'm Justin, and this has been The Wonderful World of Comics. And remember, everyone's a geek for something.